support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT, presenting Stephen Sondheim's rapturous musical, A Little Night Music. Featuring an all-star cast, A Little Night Music begins performances at ACT's Geary Theater May 20th. ACT-SF.org.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. A few years ago, Alameda County, up here in the Bay Area, became the first county in the nation to make pharmaceutical companies pay for the safe disposal of prescription drugs. Drug companies have fought the law in court, but it survived a crucial test yesterday when the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear arguments against it from major drug makers. As the California Report's Scott Schaefer explains, that gives a green light to similar laws around the state.
Some folks simply toss old pills in the garbage. And then there's this. Both of those options can lead to meds in the ocean, bays, or rivers. That's why Miriam Gordon of the advocacy group Clean Water Action is happy that Alameda County's law survived a Supreme Court challenge.
I think that this is an important step forward for protecting our marine resources as well as our drinking water.
The FDA says it's actually okay to flush most old pills down the toilet. They say that the risk of kids or pets getting into them around the house is much worse than any impact on our water. And Art Chartis, attorney for Alameda County, says there are plenty of good reasons to force pharmaceutical companies to pay for safe disposal of old pills.
Drugs are dangerous in a home where you have elderly people who lose track of what they're doing and have access to others, children in the house.
In 2012, Alameda became the first county in the nation to pass a law like this. And attorney Richard Semp with the Washington Legal Foundation is a strong opponent. He calls it selfish because it forces others to pay for something that should be paid for locally, adding it also interferes with the Interstate Commerce Clause.
The whole point of the Commerce Clause is that we have one national economy. And if you had every jurisdiction around the country trying to impose its waste disposal costs on other jurisdictions, it would lead to chaos.
But the idea is catching on. San Francisco and San Mateo counties now have similar drug disposal laws. You can find drop-off locations online. Meanwhile, other counties, including Los Angeles and Santa Barbara, are considering the program too. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
By now, you've heard of the Sodomite Suppression Act. It's a proposed proposition that calls for the execution of gays and lesbians. Even though it's clearly unconstitutional, there's no legal way for state officials to stop the author from collecting signatures. Yesterday, the California Assembly passed a bill that would try to discourage such initiatives. It would hike the filing fee for propositions from $200 to $8,000. The bill moves to the Senate. And now, on to water. First up, this news. Due to popular demand, Southern California's largest water agency voted yesterday to spend an additional $350 million in their Cash for Grass program. Residents can get $2 for every square foot of lawn they get rid of, with a cap of $6,000. Businesses will be reimbursed at half that rate. That's to ensure that all that money doesn't go to replacing the fairway at your local golf course. There's been a lot of talk about how we here in California have no idea about the price or value of water. And that's because it's relatively cheap. State regulators are trying to change that by levying fines for folks who use too much. But a startup in Oakland called Meter Hero is trying a different tact. It's paying people for water they save. Sam Harnett reports.
You, like I, probably waste gallons and gallons of water. Like when you let the tap run for the shower to warm up. Yep, we just let all that water go right down the drain. But not Alice Green.
So I always save warm-up water, and so I flush my toilet with this.
Green knows the value of water, but people generally don't because it's so cheap. Meter Hero agrees and wants to change that. The startup tracks your water usage and gives rebates if you conserve, $1 for every 100 gallons. Green's housing co-op, which is like a hippier version of a condo complex, has signed up for Meter Hero. Her neighbor, Rains Cohen, says the 14 houses have cut back nearly 1,000 gallons a day, which nets them $3,650 a year in rebates.
We'll see if we can keep that up, but we now have a strong incentive to do so with rebates.
But this is about more than handing out some carrots, says Meter Hero founder McGee Young. It's about establishing a marketplace for water conservation.
It's a big experiment. Nobody has ever tried to put a price on conservation. The innovation here is actually unlocking a huge market for conservation.
That's what the rebates do. They set a tangible price for each gallon saved. The rebates can then be exchanged for money in a kind of marketplace. To work, Meter Hero needs someone to sponsor the rebates. One idea Young has is to connect businesses that sell water conservation products to potential customers. You know, advertised stuff like low-flow showerheads and fake grass.
The biggest challenge these companies face is actually connecting with consumers.
Okay, but right now, Meter Hero is just getting started. It's only given away $5,000 in rebates, which equals 500,000 gallons of water. That doesn't even make a dent in our usage. Economist Michael Price researches conservation incentives at Georgia State University.
I don't see it as a panacea, but as a complement to other strategies.
The truth, water experts say, is that big cutbacks usually come from costly, boring things, like rewriting building codes. Last year, California limited new toilets to 1.28 gallon flushes. Still, Price is intrigued by Meter Hero's market-based approach.
It was exciting when you sent it around to see that people are thinking about bringing insights on pricing resources and allowing people to trade into this domain.
It's like carbon credits. Maybe in the future, there'd even be some kind of cap and trade system. And if the price goes high enough, someday we might start thinking twice about all that water we flush down the toilet. For the California Report, I'm Sam Harnett in Oakland.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, May 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queenie Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.